You talk about that. Didn't they go down there that day and not go all the way to Galveston? Didn't you say that that day they
didn't get there. And the man that ran the station here, well, he was a... It was one Saturday, and Mr. B***, and of course, he had the telephone ticker, as they called it, I mean, the telegraph, and he sent a boy to town that said several times and told him that the Galveston was blown away, but the train hadn't gone further than Houston, you know, and they'd be all right, and so the people, you know, would be terribly disturbed if it had got in, but I think it had blown it the way it started early in the morning, and it was a breeze, a kind of a unusual breeze, and missed the rain early that morning, and then kept getting worse and more, you know, and then it's come on in, as I tell you, for about a day or two, it just rain, and the field would all be these middles was just water, you know. And it blew the corn stalks off. It was in September, and the corn would be ripe, you know, and large, maybe a couple of ears on most of the stalks, and they're sort of heavy, and it blew them over, and they lose some corn because it stay in that water 2 or 3 days, you know, and it'd swell, and part of the air would be run, and it was a terrible thing that so many of them were lost there, you know. And then the state helped build a seawall there. It seemed like it was just an island, you know, and this messenger would say that the people are on top of the houses, and the houses was floating, and it was bodies in the water, you know, and which I guess that is right. The real tall, strong brick buildings, I think, you know, they weathered through. But the wooden houses, the stuff, it just floated them off, and the people are on top of them, and of course, a lot of them didn't be there. I don't know, it was a terrible loss. It was just wiped out nearly. But here in my lifetime, right here, I never knew of a bad storm. This was the nearest that had ever been to a tornado. But really, nobody that I heard of was hurt, but it had just cut a swath. Oh, maybe 100 yards wide or something, I could say to you. You know, just straight there was just, the timber was just blown down, and the other standing, you know, just like it been cut with saws, it just blowed over, and the pine trees, the smaller ones, you know, they have terrible roots. And that wind would twist them things, and the tops, you know, be pretty tall, and twist them off like you take a weed and twist it till it break, and it'd break off at the stumps, but the roots hadn't pulled out so much, it just twisted off, you know, and broke. And then the big trees, after they were down near the creek there, where the was large oaks, you know, and they wouldn't have too much tops, and most of them wouldn't be broke that I ever seen. They just blew them over, you know, and the roots took up the earth and just stood up like a, looked like a house nearly, where one pulled that dirt out. And
do you ever have any of that kind of weather here where you can't see outside, and it's just sort of
dark?
Not dark, light outside, but you can't see because it's a...
No, not particular. At that time, it was dark.
Well, do you know what kind of weather I'm talking about? You know,